We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular
presents
Sleepy Time Tales.
Tonight's tale is The Insect Parade. Time Tales, brought to you by Story Spectacular, the podcast for sweet butterfly dreams and silly bug bedtimes. You can listen along to a story whenever you need a friend. I'm your host, Angie. Tonight, we will wander into a field of grass and stumble upon a magical insect parade. I can't wait to see all of these amazing bugs perform. Let's begin our bug tale now. The Insect Parade. One hot summer afternoon, I was feeling a little bored, so I walked around my backyard until I found a patch of soft grass. I laid down on my tummy and propped my head up with my hands and elbows. Then I looked down at the grass.
Just some boring old grass. I wish there was something cool to see.
Just then, a gust of wind parted the grass, and I could see the dirt on the ground. A little ant walked by. It didn't seem like anything remarkable at first, but then I saw the ant stop and stand up on its back two legs. To my amazement, the ant pulled out a little bugle and tooted on the miniature horn. Then the ant spoke in a small but stately voice.
Let the bug parade begin!
Then, one by one, a marching band of ants came tromping across the dirt. Each one had on a tiny hat, and they were all playing different instruments. There were flutes, horns, and even tiny booming drums. The ants began to sing.
The ants go marching one by one, hurrah, hurrah. The ants go marching one by one, hurrah, hurrah. The ants go marching one by one. They blow on their horns and bang on their drums, and they all go marching down on the ground. For the bug parade, boom, 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 boom.
Hooray for the ants! Hey, who's coming now?
Next came the ladybugs. These lovely lady beetles were all carrying tiny, colorful umbrellas and twirling them around.
We are the ladybugs, we're happy to be here. We dance with our umbrellas and we bring good cheer. So give us a hand while we whirl and twirl. A lovely little smile for every boy and girl.
ladybugs.
The grasshoppers came hopping along next. At first, I thought they were just doing ordinary grasshopper hopping. But then when I looked closer, I realized the grasshoppers were doing a dance.
Let's grasshopper hop.
Do a flip and a flop.
Let's grasshopper hop.
And make your head bop.
I laughed and sang along as I watched the grasshoppers leap high into the air and do amazing acrobatic flips and jumps.
Great job, grasshoppers.
Wow. This bug parade is incredible. I wonder what I'll see next.
A procession of colorful caterpillars and inchworms came crawling along the ground, holding on to silky strings. I looked up in the sky and saw that the strings were attached to dazzling butterflies fluttering above the parade like balloons. The butterflies waved to me with their wings as they flew by. Next came the dragonflies. They were pulling kites made of silk. The dragonflies zipped across the sky and swooped down towards the ground, their kites whooshing in the air as they zoomed by.
What fun! I can't believe I got to see such a magnificent bug parade!
I clapped and cheered.
Woohoo!
But then I looked up at the sky and noticed that the sun had begun to set.
Golly, it's getting dark. I must have been lying here in the grass for hours. I guess I should be going back inside soon, but not before I see the rest of this spectacular insect spectacle.
Just then came the parade finale. The sky was getting dark, and I could see the bright glow of a floating insect. It was a firefly. Then came another firefly, and another, and another. They were flying around in the sky doing loopy-loops. I giggled at the silly bugs. My eyes were getting kind of sleepy as I watched the glow from the fireflies. Then I saw the biggest surprise of the whole day. The fireflies floated down towards the ground in front of me. They lined themselves up to spell out a message. It said,
"Good night."
Then the glowing lights twinkled away. I clapped for all the bugs.
Woohoo!
Then I stood up and walked back to my house. I crawled into bed and smiled and thought of all the wondrous things I had seen.
What a wonderful day at the Bug Parade.
The end. Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. For even more lovely bedtime stories, check out some spectacular children's books by me. Stories like Lawrence the Lighthouse, Digger's Daily Routine, and The Shape Escape. Go to storyspectacular.com/books or go to amazon.com and search for Angela Ferrari to see these books and other spectacular stories. Be sure to subscribe to Story Spectacular on your podcast app. That way you will never miss a single sleepy time tale too.
Sleep.